This is Tracy.
And this is Sheila, and we're Spy Fat Chicks.
And we are recording from the back patio at Beans on King Street in Oshawa.
We didn't even know they had a patio, but it is very, very nice. It's like a...
It's cute!
It's like a beer garden, kind of.
Yeah.
But with coffee instead of alcohol.
Yeah, it's a really cute little patio. It's very, like, cozy and homey, and there's lots of plants, and there's a tree in the middle of it, and... We're
I'll
kind of excited.
Pictures, yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of excited.
I also grabbed a picture of the snack that we had. It was the hummus and veggie platter,
mm-hmm.
and it was served with a couple little corners of pita.
It was
a nice snack for two people.
Yeah, it could be a light lunch for one person. It was $5.50. It was a great price. It could be a great snack. It was a great snack for two people, especially considering it's a little warm out right now. The cool veggies tasted really good.
Oh, they tasted amazing.
And, of course, Beans has just absolutely awesome coffee.
Yeah, we're drinking the Forest Whisper right now.
So tasty. Sheila almost drained the urn before I got to it.
It ran over. I promise I would take all the Forest Whisper. Glug, 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 glug.
Yeah.
Hee-hee.
So, all in all, we're excited. May have found a good spot to record the rest of the summer.
Because
it is so nice out here right now.
And incredibly quiet. I don't think a lot of people know about it.
No, I don't think they do. So, we're going to do a little bit of a hodgepodge of everything today, I think.
Okay.
Let's start off with Licks, the big one.
The main attraction.
The main attraction. Yeah.
Like an elephant loose in downtown Newmarket.
God.
Nothing is more Canadian than Licks.
Yeah. Well, Licks is a fast food restaurant, and it's a chain. So, yeah, we're going to review a fast food chain restaurant, God forbid.
Mm.
And it is not your normal fast food chain restaurant. It was founded in 1980. The woman's from Northern Ontario. It's Denise Meehan. And she pretty much wanted to do a good fast food restaurant where you got your food quickly, but it was still a good quality. And they more went into the food and the employees than the budget for decorating or that kind of thing. She wanted to correct what she saw what was wrong with fast food at the time. And she's done a great job, at least. And the chain that the franchise we went to in Whitby, it's, when you walk in, it's a cute little place. It's decently sized. I mean, it's about
the size of Happy Days, but
yeah,
in the future.
Yeah.
If Happy Days had met the Jetsons.
Area 51. That's what it felt like walking on to
Planet 51,
that's what it's called. Planet 51. Walking on to the... In there, you should have seen aliens walking around instead, because it kind of has a 1950s feel to it, but the menu's up on LCD screens.
And they're animated.
And they're animated, and everything's really
looks like
bright.
It's in the future.
Yes, but they still tried to keep that, like, the diner feel to it. So, you know, it's a fast food place. You go up, you order at the register, you go slide down the counter like you're at Subway or Harvey's, and you get your food, you go sit down, when you're done, you dump your tray.
Yep, they dress the burger to your specifications when it's done.
Yes. Now, the menu is pretty decent size for a fast food place.
Yeah. And an amazing amount of vegetarian choices.
I know,
well,
that was,
which
I thought,
is
shocking.
Nice. Because if you're... There are lots of people that are choosing the vegetarian lifestyle for moral or for ethical issues. And there are plenty of people also, too, that are abiding to their own religions, non-consumption of meat on certain days or non-consumption of pork.
Exactly.
So.
I mean, personally, I'm of the opinion if I'm going to go get a burger, I'm going to get a burger. I like some vegetarian food because it tastes good, but I've never had a vegetarian patty that I liked. I've been told the ones at Licks are pretty good. Maybe I'll get brave one day and try it. But if I'm going to have something that's a non-meat product on a bun that's grilled, I'm just going to go with the portobello mushroom cap.
Who was it that was telling us that their brother had said they'd never eat a vegetarian burger and she went and got them from Licks? Was it Bronwyn?
I think it was Bronwyn.
And she was like, ah, there.
Yeah.
He ate it and he's like, that's a pretty good burger.
Well,
it was a veggie burger.
Surfing online, I found some amazingly glowing comments about the vegetarian options at Licks and how the veggie burgers are actually really good. It's like a soy product with some other stuff in it. So we didn't have that. We had the home burgers.
Yep.
But you have your options of veggie burgers, home burgers. You can get pimel on a bun. They have hot dogs, jumbo dogs. They have turkey sausages. They have ribeye steak sandwiches.
Veggie chili.
Veggie. They had bowls of chili. You could get a chili dog or you could get vegetarian chili or vegetarian chili on your chili dog. Go for that. They had sloppy joes.
I wouldn't mind trying the Sloppy Joe's.
I'm not much of a Sloppy Joe fan. You can go for that one and I'll get the veggie burger. That'll be your odd day.
It's a comfort food thing for me. My mom used to make Sloppy Joe's all the time.
My mom made them once in a while, but I when I was a kid, I had this weird thing about ground meat. I don't know why. I guess I was told about the jungle way too early in life. So I assumed all ground meat was ground up rodents and
people.
Bits and people and bone, so I was horrified by it. Which I know now that's not the case, but at the time I was just, I'm not gonna eat that, who knows what's in it? I had to eat it because my parents made me, but, you know. So, and then the salad selection was pretty good. They had grilled chicken.
Was really nice looking.
Yeah, they had grilled chicken selection. They had a Greek salad, another salad on there. There's a lot of variety on the menu for a little fast food place.
There's pretty much something for everybody, which is nice. I mean, I don't like it when restaurants try to diversify too much. Mm-hmm. I'd rather them do their target audience cuisine well than try and, oh, and we also have chicken strips or nachos.
They had chicken fingers too, yeah.
But
oh, and the poutine. They had obviously fries and onion rings, and they had poutine. They had a fry order that looked like a loaded baked potato kind of fry. Yeah. So it had sour cream and cheese and bacon on it. So we were impressed with the menu.
Yeah.
But what we
it
went there...
It all fits together. There's nothing that's out of place, and it looks like it's a great selection.
Yes, I'm excited because there's 24 or 26 of them. Website said 24. I counted 26 when I went down the franchise list. Mm, but there's a lot of them.
Updated.
Yeah, there's a lot of them in Ontario. So it's, again, one of those ones where we can't find anything that's open that's a mom-and-pop place because, unfortunately, a lot of mom-and-pop places also have shorter hours.
Right.
But maybe we can find a Licks. But we went there for burgers because I have to make up for all the wasted years.
Yes, yes.
Of not liking them as a child. And Sheila likes burgers.
Especially cheeseburgers. And Licks has really good cheeseburgers. Oh.
So they have a special Monday through Friday at the one by us in Whitby. It was on Route 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Highway 2.
Highway 2. And it's for $5, you can get a small, quote-unquote small drink, and a home burger. Now, the small drink's really a regular drink. It's like 16 or 20 ounces, I think. It was decently sized.
It would be a medium or a large by anybody else's stance.
Well, when you get in, the menu says regular, but really it's small on the special. So we ended up adding an extra dollar to get cheeseburgers. Now, you might think a dollar for cheese on your hamburger, that's a bit steep.
It's a bit exorbitant.
I mean, I'm very much conscious of the budget when we go out to eat, and I get a little twitchy when I think I'm being charged extra for something that I'm not getting what it's worth. It is completely worth a buck for the cheese on the burgers, because it's not just a slice of processed Kraft cheese on the burger, American cheese. It's a massive man hand... of shredded
one hand of shredded cheddar mixed with it was like Monterey Jack or something.
It had a white cheese mixed in with it, I think, to let it melt a little better so it wasn't all too greasy, because cheddar has a habit of getting a little greasy when it melts like that.
Yeah.
I want to say it was maybe Monterey or something, or mozzarella, but the guy that was making our burgers, he was looking at the order. He's like, oh, two cheeseburgers, and he grabs the buns. And he just grabs with his paws. He reaches into the bin of cheese with his giant paws and pulls out these two massive handfuls of cheese and mounds them on the bottom of the bun.
Yeah.
So we had like half an inch of cheese.
And one wasn't enough, so we just grabbed a little bit more and threw it on there.
We had almost half an inch of cheese mounded, shredded cheese on the bun. So that's completely a dollar's worth of cheese. That was exciting.
Yeah, I'm down with that. That's fine.
And it worked really well with the burger because it melted really nice when the hot patty went on it and everything.
Yeah.
Completely
I was afraid that much cheese wasn't going to melt.
Yeah.
I was afraid it was going to be all stringy still.
Yeah, no, it was great. The patties are all beef, all Canadian beef.
Mm-hmm.
They're thick. They're not really fatty. I'm not going to go as far as to say that it's as lean as the Teddy's burger was.
Right.
Because the Teddy's burger was just, if it had been any leaner, it would have been too dry.
Right.
But this was...
Lean enough while still retaining its moisture.
Yeah. It was lean, it wasn't greasy, you didn't have the drips coming out of the burger, but it was still, like you said, juicy.
Oh, and the texture of it, too.
Yeah.
We wanted to compare that to the lumpy burger, which in one of our other episodes we talked about at one of Spencer's birthday parties, some of his kin showed up with lumpy burgers, which was, lumpy was an unfortunate calf that broke his leg, so...
Lumpy had to be put down.
They had to be dispatched quickly and humanely, and they made burgers out of them. And it was kind of like a really coarse textured, it was a very rustic kind of burger grind.
It was a lot like an Angus burger.
Yeah.
Because not long after that, I actually had an Angus burger for the first time, and Angus burgers have a very coarse... grind to them too.
Mm.
So,
and Lumpy was meant to become a full-sized cow before he was dispatched and made into burgers.
Eaten by us.
Exactly. So it was an interesting texture that you usually don't get.
Yes, but the Licks burgers had a regular burger texture, but the taste was kind of like a Lumpy burger.
Yeah.
It had a good, full, meaty taste to it. Mm-hmm. Really good.
And the texture was a lot like an Angus burger.
Yeah. We both said when we were eating them that we would expect, like, my dad or one of Sheila's uncles to come around the corner with a beer in one hand and an apron on and a spatula.
And a greasy spatula.
Like, they'd been cooking these. These tasted like backyard burgers.
They were
that
like
good.
Dad burgers or uncle burgers.
And the thickness on them is impressive. They're as thick as the thick burger from Hardee's down in the States.
Yeah.
They're really good. So I'm not going to say they're better than, in terms of fast food burgers, better than Mr. Burger. I still like Mr. Burger a little bit better, because Mr. Burger's a different kind of patty. But this was really, really good. I kind of liked it better than Harvey's.
Yeah, I could totally see that.
So
we can go there whenever you want.
Yay!
Especially for the lunch special, because that was an incredible
deal. That was
deal.
A great deal, you know, for under $15.
Well, then we got the two lunch specials, then we got a poutine to split.
Yes.
And I'm glad, because the burgers were ginormous. Mm-hmm. And really, I wouldn't have been able to eat an entire
order of fries
by myself. My only complaint was the gravy on the poutine was a little bit salty.
It's fast food gravy.
Yeah, it was definitely fast food gravy. It wasn't inedible by any means. It wasn't like it was Mr. Ed's poutine special.
Made of pure horse meat. No, it wasn't.
And a salt lick on the side.
It was as good as, say, going to Burger King or someplace else for it. Had the burgers not been so good, the poutine we would have thought was better. But because the burgers were just so awesome,
it totally outshone the side dish, which the side dish is there just for a supporting character, so
carb
I
filler.
Understand that.
But they used the same cheese mix on the burgers as they do on the poutine. So you had the good cheese mix on the poutine. They weren't stingy with the toppings on the poutine at all.
No.
They had a heavy hand with it.
That's the worst, is when you get poutine or you get, like, nachos, mm-hmm. and the topping is only on the outer layer. You get to the bottom and everything's all bare and plain and naked.
Yeah, that's very sad.
They were
sad.
Very generous with the top, with the gravy and the cheese.
And it was like $4 for the poutine, which I probably won't get the poutine again. If I get anything again as a loaded french fry kind of deal, I'm going to try the one that's like a stuffed baked potato.
Yeah.
Or just not get fries at all. Or I'd like to try their onion rings.
Yeah.
That would be a possibility too.
Their onion rings look pretty good too.
Yeah. I mean, overall, go with the burgers for sure. The poutine, unless you've got a kid that's addicted to it, you know.
Yeah.
The perfect meal would be, and it would be hard to get it all together and still have it be warm, is get a burger from there and then go down to the chip truck on the corner of Ritson and Bloor and get poutine from there.
Yeah.
Because they have the best. As far as not for not having cheese curd on it, they have the best poutine.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, Licks also has a full-service ice cream bar there too.
Yeah, and
tons of ice cream.
Giant milkshake machine and a giant waffle machine.
Yes.
Well, waffle iron, I guess, not a machine.
It's not that giant.
Duck, here come the waffles.
You're saying giant waffle machine. People are going to hear this and think it's like a 4-foot waffle. It's a Belgian waffle maker kind of deal.
Or a giant machine that spits out tiny waffles.
That would be so cool. Anyway.
That's what I was thinking.
But they make real milkshakes with real milk, real ice cream. We didn't get one because I didn't have the stuff that makes me get along with milk that day. And Sheila didn't want to make me feel bad by drinking one in front of me. Or worse, I rip it out of her hand and drink it and regret it later.
Yeah. And then I have to comfort her.
Yes. So, bring more toilet paper. No.
And another book.
In the portion scale, the Aaron scale, 1 to 5, I would say it's a good 4.
Yeah, that's a solid 4.
It's a solid 4. The side dish was more like a 3, but the burgers are a solid 4. I think Aaron would eat a burger and probably get a side of fries or something else with it.
Right. Or maybe a burger and a hot dog.
Now, we did ask about the hot dogs, too, and they all are all-beef hot dogs. The jumbo hot dogs, a giant hot dog of doom. The turkey sausages are huge, so I would unhesitatingly order anything there to give it a shot.
Definitely.
I think it's all going to be pretty good at
this
point.
I think I have a chili cheese dog in my future.
I think you do, too. Not today, though. Anything else you want to add about Licks?
Except for the
chick's picture by the bathroom.
Oh, will they take debit? Do they take credit card as well? Cash, of course.
I believe it's just debit and cash.
Okay.
They may take credit card, though, because I know on the website they do catering as well. So you're going to pay for your company, whatever, you probably have to be able to use a credit card for that. But I don't remember what was on the register at the time.
Okay. We wanted to find out a little bit more about the history of it, because as I was going to the ladies' room, there was a big picture of the owner, and I commented to Tracy. It was like a mock newspaper article. It was a reproduction of a real newspaper article, but it was just blown up to poster size. And I said, if I was the owner of a fast food chain, I'd have an oil painting of myself in Velcro above every menu board.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
Yeah, it was kind of weird that her picture was backed by the John, but hey, you know.
Kind of hidden there as an afterthought.
Maybe they don't like her very much, I don't know. But there's franchises open for purchase, too, if you're inclined and you have the money in the area.
They had, like, the Express.
Yeah, there's two different types. The regular Licks, and then there's the Express one that's smaller, too, that you can get, so.
I imagine that would be good for, like, a food court.
It makes me think of something like the Harvey's outside of Home Depot and places.
Yeah, definitely.
And the Subways that are in Walmart.
Yeah.
And McDonald's in Walmart. I'd totally rather see a Licks in Walmart than a McDonald's.
Yeah.
And you can get Licks burgers at the grocery store.
Yeah, that's right.
They sell the kids' burgers. They sell sell the
guck sauce.
The home burgers. They sell the guck sauce. They sell the veggie burgers in frozen packs. They sell them at the at that particular franchise. They sold them as well in the store. You can buy the frozen box.
There's a freezer case with mm-hmm. them. So what's the guck sauce again?
I could not find out. I went online, searched.
Mystery.
There's no real details as to what guck sauce is. It's their secret sauce. And when we looked at the ingredient list, it's definitely a mayonnaise-based sauce. It has dried peppers in it. It has relish in it. It has Worcestershire sauce in it. And it had a couple other spices and things.
It's like a combination of, like, Thousand Islands dressing, mayo, and tartar sauce, it seems.
Yeah. But it's blended really smooth. It's not a chunky sauce at all. It's very thick, too, when they had it behind the counter.
It's squeezable.
Yeah. So
it could be extruded out of a bottle pretty easy.
If you like mystery sauces, go for it. I'm a mayonnaise hater, so I've stayed away from the guck sauce. I got my normal burger of just lettuce and tomato because I'm boring like that.
And barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce was very good. Very sweet. Very tangy. Mm. I enjoyed it.
Sounds good. I got the ketchup mustard pickle combo that I normally get.
And the last comment is their prices are about the same as going to any other fast food place in Ontario, really.
Yeah.
It's just like going to Harvey's or even going to McDonald's now is getting up there for fast food.
Right.
And they had a deal that kept cycling on the LCD by the counter.
Oh, yeah. The family deal?
Yes. It was two home burgers, a large fry, two regular drinks, two kids burgers, two kids drinks, and two kids cones for $25. That's a family of four can go out and eat for $25 plus tax. It's really good. Or
yeah.
If you have three adults.
Heck yeah.
One of the adults grabs the kids burgers, and you're good to go. So I would...
Because we talked about that as being a viable option if we had another person that we were going to take there, so...
I could eat two kids burgers.
Yep.
That'd be great. So anyway, anything else on Licks?
I don't think so. It was totally great.
Two hearty thumbs up.
Yeah.
Definitely going back.
For real. I'd like to go to the really, really big one in Toronto.
Yeah.
Because whenever we went to school trips, we always saw the really huge one in Toronto. And I keep seeing it, but I'd never been in it. And then the one in Whitby came, I think, while we were living in the States.
They've been expanding recently. It used to just be a Toronto thing. Mm-hmm. And now there's one in Barrie.
Oh,
I think we even went by it a few times running around Barrie and we just didn't notice it.
Yeah.
So I feel kind of foolish. But they're moving further out now. But they're still all based in Ontario.
Well, that's good.
I think there's even one down by Niagara now. Alrighty.
Regional franchises rock.
They do.
You get the advantages of a franchise where you don't have to only go to that one location on planet Earth to find the food that you like, but it's consistent, so.
I know, I feel like a hypocrite, because I don't really like chains, big chains, but I like Licks now. I like
regional
Quaker
chains. Quaker Steak and Lube.
Cremani Brothers, mm-hmm. the Monticello's chain down by Pittsburgh, that Italian chain. It's a niche.
Even for BW3, Buffalo Wild Wings.
They're not bad, yeah, they're a national chain, but they're
better. They're a national chain, but they're not everywhere, though, I don't think.
Yeah.
They?
Well,
they're mostly in Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, aren't they?
I thought they were a little further out there, too.
Oh, maybe.
That's something we can look into, but...
Well, it originated in Ohio, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's not as bad as, like, Crapplebee's.
Right.
You hit, like, a certain...
you can be the eye.
You hit a certain critical mass, and it's just, it all falls apart. The quality goes downhill, everything goes downhill.
Right.
But this one, it's not even a public company. It's still owned by Meehan. She still contains...
Meehan. Pictures by the can in Whitby.
Yeah,
I want to go see about that.
We need to email her, let her know where they've put her article. But it's still controlled by her, a single person, which it's not a public company. Nobody's answering to stockholders. That, I think, also makes a little bit of a difference in terms of some of the smaller regional chains, too. But we're completely going off track of how tasty the food was, because it was delicious.
Yes.
Tokushima.
Oh, right. Yes. We went there with Rosie and Bronwyn.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've been saying we needed to go and check it out, and we went with them the other day, and it was great, and we got sake, and it was awesome.
Well, it's entertaining, because within about 5 miles, of a 5 mile radius, there are three good all-you-can-eat sushi restaurants in the Oshawa area.
Now I'm like, how many more all-you-can-eat sushi places can we find in Durham region?
Yes, it's all a matter of what your tastes are and what you're in the mood for. If you like sushi that's heavy on the mayonnaise, you want to go to Sushi Mountain. If you like it to be a lighter, drier sushi, you want to go to Go Believe. No, Tokushima, how would you categorize them?
I don't know. They're somewhere in the middle, I think, because their rolls were really, really good. Their tamago, I don't think I liked it as much as the stuff from...
Go Believe,
but it was still good. And we got to introduce Bronwyn and Rosie to tamago, because they hadn't ordered it. But I really, really loved their pork katsu.
Yeah.
Was it pork katsu or chicken katsu that we had?
Pork katsu. They don't have chicken katsu on the menu, so...
So it was really, really big. It was nice and pounded flat, battered and deep fried, and then instead of having a squiggle of the barbecue sauce, they had, well, because we're Western and we're filthy for sauces, they had like a little side boat of barbecue sauce, and it was really, really good.
Mm-hmm. I liked it. And it was a hearty cut of pork, too.
It was.
Yes. They had a really good tempura. I really enjoyed their tempura. The edamame just kept coming.
Yeah. They had good edamame.
Yes. We had a dynamite roll.
The volcano roll was awesome.
Volcano roll was,
yes. It had spicy, was it tuna or salmon?
Tuna. No, salmon.
Spicy salmon?
Yes.
Mixed on top?
It's like the Toronto roll at Go Believe.
Yeah.
But the cut of the fish was a little bit thicker on top, I think.
Yeah.
It was good, though.
It was really,
really
good.
Really good. Really enjoyed the dynamite roll. I haven't had one of those, I think, since we lived in Morgantown.
Yeah.
All in all, I thought they had great... great food. I like the pot stickers, the gyoza, a little bit better at Go Believe. The ones at Tokushima are a little bit meatier and
they're
crunchier.
Like, heartier.
Yes, they are. They were good, but they're heartier. Yeah. You're like, ooh, I would go back. The price is about the same as Go Believe and Sushi Mountain.
Definitely.
And Sheila had some sake, too.
Hee-hee. I split one with Rosie, and then I ordered another one.
And split that with him. So the sake prices are good when you consider how slow you drink it, because you drink out of little tiny thimbles, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's not something I think I would do all the time, but it was definitely nice.
Well, for two adults and one flask of sake, it was
like
around
six
$30.
Something. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I thought
Our
you meant just the flask.
Was about $30.
Yeah, just about $30. So, $35-ish.
That's not bad.
After tip, yeah. Anything else you want to add about it? It's on the corner of Taunton and Ritson?
Yes. It's in the same plaza as Gnu Books.
Very easy to find. Up just past, what's that mall?
5 Points Mall.
5 Points Mall.
It's Kitty Corner from 5 Points Mall.
And I told you we have a potpourri of things here to go through, because we've just been adding to the list since we didn't do this earlier.
Righto.
We also tried I'm not going to say a new whiskey, because it's been out for a little while, but we tried a different whiskey we had not had before, 40 Creek.
Very nice.
Over the last year, we've had different reports trickling in from people saying, oh, this is pretty good, you should try it. Oh, you'll like this. This is neat. We picked up just a Mickey to give it a shot.
Well, we don't have, I just want to say, just to qualify, we don't have cable on purpose, by choice. But for some reason, 40 Creek was advertising itself by its mere presence, because I kept seeing it everywhere. I mean, I think I saw them in maybe billboards.
I think you saw billboards and magazine ads. I don't think they were really advertising on TV.
I don't think they can, but
no.
I just kept seeing it everywhere, and it got me curious about it, so the advertising did work.
Well, I think there was a huge campaign last year, too, at the LCBO, because we kept seeing gift packs, and they had cardboard displays for it and everything. Mm-hmm. It may have even launched not too long ago, and they just did, like, the relaunch or something.
Right.
So it's in an Ontario whiskey. Mm-hmm. It's actually not far from here to
it's
go
made
to the
in Grimsby, isn't
distillery.
It? It's just in Cottage Country.
Yes, it's about 3 hours away when we looked it up. So hopefully someday we can go do a tour.
Yay!
And it's smooth enough you can easily drink it straight, just having a whiskey neat or on the rocks. But it's cheap enough. I don't want to say cheap, but it's cheap enough that you don't feel bad mixing it if you want to have a whiskey and Coke or something.
Exactly.
It had a definite caramel taste to it, and it kind of was smoky almost.
Yeah, it was almost like it was a Canadian scotch
without
having the peatiness that you usually get with scotch.
It was a touch of sweetness to it. It smells just amazing when you crack it open. It doesn't make you go, oh,
it
like some other less than stellar
to
stuff.
Our very famous national whiskey brand, Big Crown.
Because Crown makes you make a whiskey face. 40 Creek didn't make us make a whiskey face. We both said, oh, that's
and
nice.
We didn't even get... Is there, like, a special, like, reserve yet?
I think there is...
Or, like, an extra aged version?
Yes, there is an extra aged version. We had the regular...
I bet that's just stellar.
Yeah. I compared it to Havana Club rum.
Yeah.
It's the whiskey version of Havana Club.
But you don't
Club.
Feel bad mixing it, because you didn't pay huge, huge amounts for the bottle.
And kind of related to this, because I'd written it on my Facebook, and I thought I should probably put it up on the podcast Facebook, if anybody's curious. So I turned around and reposted it there, and one of the fellows from the Berg's Eye View podcast tossed up a link too, and I've been meaning to talk about this podcast for a while. They wrote a while ago, said, hey, we found your podcast, kind of thing, and I've just haven't had a chance to slip it in. It's slipped my mind. I've been listening to some of their episodes, because I'm an ex-Pittsburgher, you know, I always have a little bit
an expat.
I always have a little bit of the Three Rivers in my heart, and it's really cool to listen to their podcast and hear some of the stuff going on down there, but kind of like listening to guys in a locker room too.
Right.
But it's a really neat podcast. Berg's Eye View, really like them. Wanted to give them a shout out for that. But they, the one fellow, Hutch, had tossed up a link to the Grey Kangaroo.
I didn't get a chance to see that. What was
it? What it is because I went and looked at the video, and then I went and looked it up. And it's like a filter that you can use to filter less than decent booze.
Right.
Kind of like a Brita filter concept, I'm going to imagine.
With the vodka on Mythbusters.
But I think it's the way it's designed is it's easier to just go from bottle to bottle with it, because you can put it on the neck of one bottle, put the empty bottle on top, and then filter, and they recommend doing it several times. So his dad, who he they do the podcast with, did a video clip of them filtering it, and then him and a couple fellows sampling it. And he didn't give what the brand name was, but it was $9 booze.
$9 booze.
So American listeners are going to say, oh, yeah, that's pretty bad. Canadian listeners are going to say, $9? How bad can it be? No, it's...
Right.
Up in Ontario, you don't get bad booze. Even the low-level stuff, the cheapest stuff you can buy at the LCBO is still pretty decent.
It's the middle-of-the-road stuff.
Whereas right. in the States, you can find some paint absolutely gut-wrenching, yeah.
Like Vladimir vodka.
Cheap effing vodka.
Oh, God. That stuff was horrible.
It's stuff that you really probably shouldn't drink anyway. So having a mechanism to make this stuff a little more
palatable.
So it won't ruin the mixer, at least, isn't maybe a bad idea.
Oh, we ruined this Coke by putting this rum in it.
How could we do that? So they showed the video clip, and we'll put it up with the podcast. And his dad does the thing 3 or 4 times, at least. And they did a shot of it before the filtering. And everybody had the whiskey. Oh, it wasn't even a whiskey face. It was almost like a hunch over and, oh, that's bad.
It was a spend willpower points not to retch.
And then they did the shot of it after it was filtered several times. And it was had a decent improvement to it that made it worthwhile.
Well, whenever you look at, like, Grey Goose or any of the other top shelf, it always talks about it's triple distilled and it's run through, like, a carbon filter.
A million filters, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And well, that's what you're paying for. It's, yeah, they may be using better ingredients, and ingredients are important, but really, good ingredients can only get you so far.
Yeah.
And then it takes extra care and manpower to make it better.
Well, here's my take on it, too. Well, I know Mythbusters said, hey, this isn't going to make much of a difference, but if you have a college student in your life, get them a gray kangaroo for Christmas, just for a gag gift,
yeah.
And they'll probably use it. If you happen to have one of those kicking around, or someone has left a bottle of this horrible, wretched stuff at your place, or maybe you want to pick something up for cooking, and you don't want to blow a whole wad, and you happen to have one of these around.
But you want to improve it.
You want to improve it for whatever your purposes are, or you just want to improve your mixer that you have kicking around, go for it.
Yeah.
If it takes some of the burn out of it, why not?
Yeah.
And I could also imagine for cordial making.
Oh, yeah.
That would probably kick serious ass. I could say that on a clean podcast, I think. Donkey.
Donkey.
But I think it would make a difference if you're making cordials, because you want a good quality booze for cordials, but you don't want to break the bank, because you could screw it up and it all goes horribly wrong anyway.
Well, you're infusing it, too. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with a mixer.
Yeah.
Like, for example, you don't mix Johnny Walker Black. That's meant to be drank straight.
That'd be sad.
Right. But Johnny Walker Red, go ahead.
Yeah. You can mix Jack, but you probably shouldn't mix Gentleman Jack. At least
exactly.
It makes me cry when people do it.
Or the Captain's Choice one.
Oh, yeah. With the little
Captain's
ribbon.
Reserve,
yeah.
I think it is.
I've mixed that before, though.
It is pretty smooth, though,
yeah.
To drink straight.
So. But I haven't used one of the gray kangaroos yet. Maybe we'll order one someday and give it a shot. I did also try to look up the Whiskey Works.
Oh, right.
Remember that thing, the little barrel?
Yeah, it was a tiny little barrel. It was charred on the inside, and you take your whiskey out of the bottle. It could be either bourbon, regular
anything.
Whiskey, scotch, even.
They even said you could put anything in it. You could put tequila in it if you wanted.
Yeah, and you put it in the barrel, and you let it age. Because once you put liquor in a bottle, it ceases to age.
Mm-hmm.
So if you buy an an 18-year bottle of scotch, and it's been sitting around for 10 years, that's not a 28-year bottle of scotch. It's still an 18-year bottle of scotch with dust in the bottle.
Yes.
But you can improve it by putting it into the Whiskey Works and letting it age for a little bit longer, because it can only age when it's in contact with wood.
Mm-hmm.
And
it had to do with the ratio of the surface area of the wood to the whiskey inside, that it would happen faster and all this other stuff that I'm not sure I believed, but it looked like a cool thing. I can't find it anymore. The original website for the company is gone. I did find one website where they're still selling it, but I don't know if they still have it in stock and they just haven't updated or what. So I don't know if they're still around or not, which is sad, because I did want to get one eventually and play with it just for the little mini kegs. It was so cute.
Yeah. Even if you just put it on your home bar at home, it's like...
Oh, yeah. It's a killer dispenser for parties or something like that. But if anybody knows if they're still out there, if they've rebranded it under another name, let us know. Because I'm kind of curious to see if it's still there. I think
Imagine
it's a cool idea.
To the As Seen on TV people.
I don't know if they can advertise that. I guess, yeah, because you can advertise hard liquor. Why not?
Yeah.
I would think it's the perfect Father's Day.
Can you imagine the infomercial for that?
Yeah.
Is your whiskey not aging? You need the Whiskey Works.
Are you incapable of pouring it from a bottle? Handy dispenser. So somebody clumsily pouring the shot
right.
glass, as they are wont to do on infomercials. I always thought it would be the ultimate Father's Day gift for most dads.
Yeah.
Unless your dad's an alcoholic, then maybe you don't want to get him that. But
anything else on your agenda?
Just quick bits about the news.
Okay.
Don't eat romaine lettuce, at least the cut stuff.
Don't eat. Eat a burger instead.
Well, there's the lettuce recall where people have gotten sick. And so far, everybody who's gotten sick, it's been pre-cut romaine. But an article I read today made a really good point. It's hard to locate regular lettuce that's not pre-cut in a bag to recall it because you don't know what brand the head is.
Yeah.
So people may have gotten sick from it, and we just don't know what type they had.
Right. They think it was the hot dog from the cart that they bought down the street, but really it was the romaine.
Yeah. So, yeah, keep your eye on your romaine. I would stay away from the bag lettuce. There's some back and forth as to whether or not the pre-cut greens are health are safer or not. Some people say, oh, they're fine. We have incredible hygiene procedures in place, but really the more processing you do into a food, the more steps you introduce for failure, the more failure points you have, where dirt and other nastiness can be brought into the assembly line. Mm-hmm. And then there's that fellow who got arrested from Food Network.
Oh, yeah.
Juan Carlos Cruz used to host Calorie Commando, and he got busted for trying to hire someone to kill his wife.
That's awesome.
At one point, apparently, he was going around to homeless people and asking them to kill his wife.
Which is funny, because I always saw that guy on... I never watched the show, because I don't really care about cutting calories. But anyway, and he always struck me as being a little bit weird. Because wasn't he like...
I don't know anything about
him. He was kind of effete and flamboyant, but he had like... The show had like a military bent to it.
I never really watched it, I don't know. This is the first I heard of him. I'm like, I don't even know who that guy is.
Yeah, it was one of those Food Network shows that I ignored.
Yeah. So that's all that I really found that's been in the news lately. Highly entertaining. I just...
Oh my. I guess there's more pressure to being a Food Network host than we thought.
We ever knew. Start looking sideways at Alton Brown. We've got your eye on you. Don't step out of line. Anything else you want to add? I'm good.
I don't think so. I think I'm good.
All right. We promise the next episode after this is going to be the year eating dangerously.
Yes.
Sheila's finished the book. We're really excited to talk about it, so.
In fact, we might record it after we're finished recording this.
Yeah. Anyway, this is Tracy.
And this is Sheila, and here's Five Fat Chicks. Thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed this Five Fat Chicks podcast. Please add us as a friend on MySpace and or Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter. Please email your comments, questions, or suggestions to zweifatchicks@gmail.com. That's zweifatchicks@gmail.com. Our theme music is Hot Swing by Kevin MacLeod. Our podcasts, like Mr. MacLeod's music, are protected under a Creative Commons attribute copyright. You can make copies of our shows and share them with friends, but please make sure that credit is given. Once again, thank you for tuning in, and we hope you have a great day.